Kicking into the second half, this bloke, he made his BBL debut on Saturday night against the Scorchers. Sadly, the Scorchers were too good, but it's not over yet for the Sixers. Right. There's still a three-peat on the cards, and this bloke could well be a part of it. Nick, how are you going? Welcome to SEN.
Hey, guys. Yeah, all good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, mate. How'd you pull up after the game the other night?
I was all right. I was a bit sore. I haven't, I actually wasn't that prepared to play. So, I haven't played a game since, I reckon, maybe early December. So,
wow.
A little bit sore, but it wasn't the result we wanted, but it was still pretty good fun just to be out there, even though it was a pretty chaotic sort of day.
Yeah, I guess, like, I look back at post-game playing rugby league and that, I guess, that body soreness of getting bashed up and feeling like you're in a car accident. But what's it like, obviously, with cricket? It's very strenuous on your different limbs and different parts of your body. How do you feel after a game? Is it just the fatigue of having to perform at a high level, or do you actually have some really bad muscle soreness that you have to recover from?
Yeah, I think a lot of it's, like, fatigue. Like, you're probably doing a bit more running in the field than what probably people think or even you realise. Like, even every ball or between overs and left and right hand, you're moving around quite a lot. I'd had a few beers the night before as well, so that probably doesn't help.
Oh, yeah.
your body going into it, not much idea.
What's a few beers? Is that 1 to 3 or 6 to 15? What is the Sydney Sixers equivalent of a few beers these days?
We're pretty good. Got a few boys that don't mind a beer, but
Well, my team
is in trouble.
No, don't get in trouble. And don't worry. It's not like we're on live radio or anything. So you're absolutely fine with us. Nick Burtis on the line here from the Sydney Sixers. What's it like, mate? Like, you're coming in, playing your first game, and then at the same time, you've got blokes like Nathan Lyon coming back from the Ashes. Is that amazing, having those kind of national players? And also, I was wondering if you could fill us in on the impact of the Steve Smith situation and how that all works.
Obviously it's awesome to, you're traveling around with guys like Nathan Lyon, Moses and Reek, Stephen O'Keefe, like guys that have played a lot for Australia. I guess for me, it's probably a little bit easier. I played a bit with Gaz for New South Wales. So, he's a terrific guy. Like, he's pretty welcome to anyone. If you're in the squad, you're not in the playing squad, or if you're playing. So, it's pretty cool to.
And speaking of the beers, by reputation, Nathan Lyon, and we've seen it live on Instagram recently in Hobart. He seems to still be, the ringleader after the event as well on the Amber Canoes.
He's been pretty sheepish since he's got back. So
has he?
I think with the bubbles, he's had to, I guess, stay away from us a little bit around the hotel. So I haven't actually seen too much of him, but I'm sure if we win Wednesday and if we can win the final as well, we'll see him out.
Mate, Nick, I heard you went to Oak Hill College as well. Did any of the boys, did Pappenhausen or Kiwi, did you cross paths with them when you were at school?
I was a year younger than Kiwi, so I played a lot of footy with Kiwi. I played a lot of rugby with him in high school. So we're in the first 15 together, so I knew him pretty well. He actually played a bit of cricket as well. So he captained our, I think it was year 9 maybe. I remember.
Wow.
What did he do?
Can't
really remember, and I think he'll be honest. I think he didn't really do much.
So I think there was a famous English cricketer around the Botham period who was just a good captain and couldn't actually play cricket, but they brought him in. I think they beat the West Indies. It's in that Fire in Babylon, great cricket documentary about the 13 tests, 13 series in a row, West Indies won. And I think he was very average club cricketer. Fantastic captain.
That's my whole career, mate.
Was it?
A really average player,
Jeez,
mate.
You talking down, Timmy. I watched you play. You were not a good captain either. No, I mean, you were a great player. What, in terms of the childhood fantasy, Nick, what do you want to go out and do impact-wise in a semi? Like, tell us, because I still have nightmares. Like, sometimes I wake up or sometimes I'm just in traffic. I'll think about like dismissals of how I shouldn't have gone down to that off spinner when I was on 42. Like I could have got 50 and playing in Melbourne, you know, I did a movie called Save Your Legs and I played with that team a bit and, you know, I was on 87 and, you know, I could have got a ton, but of course, you know, I walked down to the bowl thing and I hit a 60. I still go through dismissals going, Brennan, you should have known better. Even back to under 14s in Cronulla, I'll go back and beat myself up over dismissals. What's in your head about this weekend? What do you want? What impact do you want to have? Are you looking for a baggy green? Are you looking to just play your role? Hit us.
I think at the moment just getting another game would be a start. But I'm with you. I've still got nightmares of trying to smash Ashton Agar the other night and getting bowled. So
yeah, it takes a while for those to leave you, doesn't it?
I think most cricketers would admit there's a lot of sleepless nights thinking about what you could have and should have done. And
how do you do that? Is that just a process of forgetting? Like the next time you play, you go, that was then, this is now. You know, they say it in rugby league a lot. You know, you drop the ball and the best players, the Munsters and Andrew Jott, like they forget. They just go, next play. And they play with just the same confidence. Is it the same with going out to bat again? Have you got to go, that happened, I got a duck or I got six. I'm going out, face the ball.
Yeah, and I think it's a good point. Like, I think the really good players can put failure behind them really quick. And you can tell that they're just really confident in their own ability, whereas I think players that aren't as good probably dwell on it and worry about it and probably take it into their next game. So, that's probably something I've noticed playing with, you know, some of the Aussie guys is they don't really, you know, dwell on their mistakes as much as probably guys like me.
And how are you with the strikers? Who are you looking at? Who worries you?
I'm pretty good mates with Harry Conway, so I don't really want to get out to him because I reckon he'll give me a bit of a send off. But obviously, Peter Stiddle's had a good year, like, and he's
pretty old, mate. You can't be getting out to him.
I mean, he actually got me out my last.
Again. Did he?
I've already got out to him.
Is he still playing? I feel like I was watching him when I was a kid as well.
Mate, I remember I got invited into the Sheds once. I think it was when we played South Africa and Ricky Ponting was captain and I got invited back into the Sheds and he was just, he just started playing and he had blonde streaks. I said, mate, if you want to make the transition to Australia, you've got to get rid of those streaks. You've got a Sheffield Shield haircut there, mate. Like, you got to make the national. And he grabbed a bottle of vodka and he poured it into the Lucozade slushy machine. And he goes, do you want one of those? And it was fantastic.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's my memory of meeting Peter Siddle. Has he changed?
His hair has.
I don't know that well, but from all reports, I think he has a little bit. But,
well, he's vegan now, isn't he?
Yeah. I think he's off the beers and
on the tofu.
He's vegan, so
and Alex Carey and Travis Head from the national side. Geez, what a bloody season Travis Head has had. What are you guys watching out for him?
Obviously he's been dominating the Ashes,
hasn't he?
Even for South Australia, he was killing it early in the season. So I think he's only played a couple of BBL games, but I think him and Carey, especially back in their team, they look pretty good. So
there's a real lesson about attitude there, isn't there? Like, it's something clicked in Travis Head's head, and suddenly he's like, get ready. You know, he was mucking around, going pretty good, then all of a sudden he's just ready for it. Like, would that be accurate?
Yeah, I think getting dropped as well probably hurt, and he's had to go back to, you know, state cricket and do really well, which he's dominated, to be fair. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think he's probably at that age now. He's maybe 27, 28. He's starting to come into your best years and batter too. So
yeah, it could be really good for him over the next 5 years. Speaking of killing it, mate, go out there and show him how it's done. We've got Nick Betras. Thank you so much for talking to us here,
mate,
on 1170 STN. Bring home the three-peat for the Sydney Sixers. Good luck, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys.